Oh, pity the poor Mujahideen. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all know how difficult it is to get positive spin in time of war, how difficult it can be to win hearts and minds. But we're not the only ones having trouble. The Iraqi insurgents are having trouble, too, and they've tried everything. Car bombs, rockets, kidnappings, execution, and still no love. Not from us, not even from the Iraqi people. Until finally, they appeared to get a break. They appeared to convert reporter Jill Carroll to their cause.
I was allowed to take showers, go to the bathroom when I wanted, never even threatened to hit me.
I mean, what's not to like about kidnappers who actually let you go to the bathroom and then don't even hit you for it? I can see reporters lining up outside the green zone saying, take me. But alas, it turned out to be the shortest case of Stockholm Syndrome on record, because within 48 hours, Jill Carroll took it all back. She issued a statement calling her captors criminals at best. She condemned them for kidnapping her and murdering her translator, called her experience horrific, and says she was and remains, quote, deeply angry with the people who did this. She only said what she said to stay alive.
The Mujahideen are only trying to defend their country.
All just an act. I know, all you Mujahideen were taught in jihad school that nothing moves the infidels like a coerced statement from a kidnapped reporter dressed in a hijab and threatened by Koran-waving gunmen in ski masks. But you know, if you're trying to give a second thoughts about the occupation, you needn't put yourself through all that trouble. We've managed to develop them all on our own, thank you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.